Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group here at BDO. For years, retailers have expanded assortments, adding new technologies and introduced more ways for consumers to shop and engage. But in today's environment, many organizations are taking a closer look at complexity and asking whether more is always better. Today, we are joined by Jennifer Valdivia, Assurance Principal and West Coast Leader of our retail practice here at BDO. And Jen is here to discuss why retailers may be entering an era of rationalization and what does that mean for customer experience, growth, and long-term success. Welcome back to the show, Jen.
Thanks, Natalie. Great to be back.
Terrific. Jen, over the past several years, retailers have aggressively expanded assortments, adding new SKUs, new technologies, new channels and capabilities. Why do you believe we are now entering what can be called the era of rationalization?
So I think retailers are recognizing that more is not always better for the customer. And for a long time, I think expansion was seen as the path to growth. So more SKUs, more channels, more tools, more offers. But in many cases, that created friction instead of loyalty. And you know, customers are telling retailers directly and probably indirectly that they value clarity, convenience, availability, and relevance more than sort of endless choices. In this area of rationalization, it's really about moving from complexity to intentionality. And retailers that, you know, really win are the ones that simplify the shopping journey and improve in-stock positions on core items and make it easier for customers to find what they need, you know, with confidence. So in that sense, rationalization is not retrenchment. It's, you know, customer experience. It's a customer experience strategy. And the next chapter of retail isn't about really offering more. It's about making the customer decision easier. It's to be more efficient, quite frankly, from a customer perspective.
Absolutely. And this whole concept of rationalization is not new to retail. I mean, I think we go through cycles of rationalization. Perhaps we as an industry and companies go through different cycles of rationalization, especially if companies are looking to expand, they'll open up additional retail locations, and sometimes they overexpand and then they start their era of rationalization. So it's somewhat cyclical. And, you know, now we see many retailers have historically created more choices with better customer experience, right? So the more we offer, the better the customer experience. What has changed that thinking?
I think what has changed is that retailers now have better visibility into how customers actually shop. They've got the data, right? And it's like where customers choose to shop and what's creating value for them. So more assortment can be helpful up to a point, but beyond that point, it creates confusion, it reduces conversion, and it kind of weakens the overall experience. It's just like more is not always better. So for example, if 10 products have essentially the same need at similar price points, it's not always sort of a customer-centric view. And it can be overwhelming to the customer. So retailers, I think, are becoming more disciplined about distinguishing between meaningful choice and redundant choice, like just being more direct about that. And the goal now is not maximum assortment, it's productive assortment. And it means giving customers the options that matter most to them by brand, by tier, by sort of feature set, what the customer shopping mission is, and kind of removing that duplication that adds cost and complexity without improving satisfaction. So, you know, customers don't really reward endless choices to retailers. They reward relevant choices to retailers.
Absolutely. Totally agree with you there. And as we enter into this new era, maybe not store rationalization, but now we're looking at SKU rationalization, how are retailers approaching decisions around SKU reductions and assortment simplification without sacrificing loyalty and then probably just as important, revenue?
I think it boils down to data. And, you know, we've been talking about data for a long time, right? Like the accumulation of it all. But I think the most effective retailers are using a much more data-driven and segmented approach. So while that data is great and fine, it's like, what are they doing with it? How are they using it? And, you know, they're not making broad cuts across the board. Instead, they're identifying which SKUs drive the traffic, which SKUs build baskets, which create loyalty, which, you know, contribute margin, and what SKUs are truly, you know, substitutable where necessary, if for perhaps a SKU is really popular and, you know, you can still have margin and have something that's substitutable as well. They're also looking carefully at, you know, customer missions, like what are they thinking about? Regional preferences, channel dynamics, and elasticity. And, you know, the regional preferences hit home, right? So think about if you travel on vacation somewhere and there's a store you go to all the time and you go on vacation and you go to that same store, but in a different region, there could be different product there that, you know, that you find and that you actually love, but is not in your home store just based on what the dynamic is in that particular region. So that's a very relevant and real thing, in my opinion. And it allows retailers to reduce duplication while preserving the items and the attributes that customers really care most about. And so in many cases, the real opportunity is not simply eliminating SKUs, but improving that role clarity of what remains and ensuring that that assortment ladder, if you will, is easier to shop and more consistently in stock. And so that's how retailers can kind of protect revenue while improving the experience. And really the smartest SKU reduction programs, you know, don't indiscriminately just cut things. They really curate with a precision to make sure that it's relevant to the brand.
Yeah, and that process is probably super important right now, because the last thing they want to do is lose any revenue share, especially now with the very limited wallet that the consumers have. So how have retailers revised their planning or going after this very limited wallet share that is available, with most consumers being squeezed by a number of macroeconomic variables?
Again, we've talked about this on other podcasts, and just the consumer has that limited wallet, and it's getting really tough to make sure that that wallet size spreads in the right way. So I think retailers are planning with much greater precision around that consumer pressure and that dynamic. It's real. They get it. They understand that consumers only have so much to spend. And in a constrained spending environment, wallet share is won through value. It's won through trust. It's run through relevance. And it's not just promotion. Promotion can help, but it's all those other things as well. And that means retailers are, you know, sharpening maybe that opening price point and clarifying a good, best, better architecture. They could be localizing assortments and aligning promotional investments to those moments and categories that kind of matter most. They're also probably paying closer attention to, again, that concept of trip missions. What is it that the consumer's trying to do? What are they trying to accomplish? And whether that consumer is shopping for, you know, fill in or stocking up or trading down or convenience or just kind of discovering what's out there. It all sort of plays into each other. And retailers that succeed are the ones that make it easy for consumers to see value quickly, feel confident that every dollar is being spent well. And in this environment, a disciplined assortment is one of sort of the cleanest or clearest ways to reinforce that trust. So when wallet share is tight and, you know, the winning assortment is not the biggest one, it has to be the most relevant one to your consumer population.
Let's look at the retailers overall and let's put them into two buckets, right? So what separates the retailers that in bucket one are strategically simplifying their SKU assortment from those in bucket two that are simply cutting costs? How do you know which one is doing what?
I mean, I think the difference comes down to intent and reinvestment. Retailers that are strategically simplifying really start with the customer and the brand promise. I mean, it's really about that at the forefront. And I think they ask, you know, how do we remove the friction? How do we improve the navigation, strengthen availability, and make the proposition sort of clearer to the customer? And when they use that savings from simplification to reinvest in price and service and digital capabilities, like sort of all the things that are necessary, inclusive of fulfillment and core item availability, you know, but by contrast, retailers that are just cutting costs tend to make sort of blunt reductions that may improve that short-term economic, but weaken the customer proposition over time. And so, you know, it really boils down to strategic simplification and strengthening the business because it aligns with the customer experience and operational efficiencies. It's got to go hand in hand. And cost cutting alone doesn't often, you know, do that. It often results in the opposite. So I think really strategic simplification removes, if it's done right, strategic simplification removes the friction for the customer, and cost cutting can often remove just the value. So ultimately, SKU rationalization is not about having less to offer. It's about offering what matters more effectively. And the retailers that lead in this next phase will be the ones that turn simplification into sort of a competitive advantage for them and creating a shopping experience that's cleaner, more reliable, and more aligned with how their customers actually buy today. Really, I think the future belongs to those retailers that can edit with confidence and just know their customer so well.
Absolutely right. Jennifer, thank you for joining us today. And as retailers work to balance growth, profitability, and customer expectations, simplification is becoming a strategic priority for many. The organizations that can focus their investments, reduce unnecessary complexity, and stay aligned with customer needs may be best positioned to succeed. Thanks for tuning in today. And if you found today's conversation insightful, please share it with your friends and colleagues. See you next week.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.